nobody, always on the fucking job. I got no hobbies, got the city fucking with me, cause I'm homegrown, vibing out more than my phone. No, leave me alone, me on my own, no. Look, I cut the bitch off like an edit. My daddy a G, it's genetics.
Yeah.
I heard your new shit is pathetic.
Yeah.
Your contrast should be shredded.
Yeah.
To my dogs on a private jet from the public house. And
so, what's going on, family? What's going on? Welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio. Glad to have everybody tuning in, ladies and gentlemen. Let me put on some spitting music real quick so I can chop it up with the family. Glad to have everybody tuning in, and I have my lovely co-host right here with me, ladies and gentlemen. We have Miss Chris. How are you, Miss Chris?
Everyone, I'm good.
How has your week been, Miss Chris?
It's been good. Halloween was real fun. We had a party.
Oh,
at
who,
my place.
Who did you go as Halloween?
I was a Victoria's Secret model.
Oh, damn. So you went as yourself. Shit.
Yes. I got the whole get up, lingerie. I was looking hot. No, at my party, though, it was kind of, we had way too many people. It was kind of like invite your close people, but then they like brought somebody and didn't bring their own beer.
Oh, damn. Boo. So they drunk up all your shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
So I was like, all right, that's happening.
And we got the lovely, lovely Miss Sarah Nicole. How are you, Sarah?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I was good. How was your Halloween?
Oh, man, it's crazy. I've been moving, so I couldn't really celebrate.
You could have went as a damn UPS driver.
I guess that would have been cute, but yeah, I've just been moving.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So look, the phone number, family, is 818-850-5404. Call in, chop up game with us. Let us know what's on your mind. Who's calling?
Oh, look, the phone number, fam.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Don from Texas.
Hey, what's your name, brother?
Don from Texas.
Don from Texas. What's on your mind, Don?
Hey, man, I just had a quick question, you know, about the game. I wanted to know, basically, if, you know, like, what does it take to be, I guess, like, the not ultimate player, but just like, you know, you put in the years, you know what I'm saying? To be like, you know, the best that you can possibly be in the game.
Well, yeah, it takes work, man. It takes experience. You understand? You got to get out there and learn the game by trying things out and getting experience. In any kind of game, if you want to master it, you have to experience what you're trying to master. You got to go out there and take some of them bumps and bruises. It's just like learning martial arts. In martial arts, you got to go out there and get a couple of kicks to the face. You got to get a couple of judo jabs to the throat. You dig? So you got to go out there and get some wounds. And a lot of dudes don't want to master the game as far as dating because they don't want to get those wounds of being hurt. You understand?
Yes, sir.
And that's the problem, man. All players are going to get hurt. I've been hurt before. You know, you got to learn how to shake that off. A lot of dudes don't know how to get past the first stage of hurt. You dig? The first time somebody hurt a motherfucker, you know how they get.
I won't even give a fuck about jail. You think I did jail time? Yeah. I did jail time. I don't give a fuck about all that. Yeah. That don't scare me.
See, niggas get all extra emotional the first time they get hurt. So you gotta take those hurts, you gotta take those pains, and you gotta utilize that and turn that into wisdom. You feel me?
Yes, sir. I actually have a second question, real quick.
Okay, go ahead. Real quick, brother.
I'm dealing with a, female at work. You know, Hispanic chick, don't normally mess with Hispanic chicks, but yeah. You know, she's kind of giving me the runaround. You know, I'll get a certain spot with her, and she'll just kind of like, you know, play me. So I'm kind of, you know, if I should just charge that or if I should, you know.
So wait, you got a Hispanic, so you got a Hispanic chick at your job?
Yeah, one of my old jobs.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it's your old job. Well, hey, okay, now you ain't working there no more. I'm trying to get the gist of it.
Yeah, but she works at my new job too.
Oh, okay. Now, why'd you specify the old job, brother? Y'all be making shit real confusing. So you
my bad. Yeah, I didn't want to. Make
so you got this. She, so you got a Hispanic chick at your new job, but you worked with her before, and
yes,
is she giving you some play, but not play? I mean, what's the deal? What's she doing exactly?
I'll be thinking I'm gonna get a mile and I'll get an inch. You know what I'm saying?
Like, what's some of the things y'all doing? I mean, what kind of game is she chopping up with you? What's she doing?
Like, you know, I'll be at work with her, and then, you know, I'll keep flirting with her, and then it looks like it's going somewhere, and then she'll, you know, pull back a little bit if it's getting too much, you know.
And guys got it. This is what a lot of dudes got to watch out for. You got to watch out for these job teasing chicks. These chicks who tease niggas at the job. Because y'all go to work and y'all work around these females and they flirt with you on the job. You're like the job nigga where they play this little cat and mouse game. They got a husband at home. They got a boyfriend at home. But at work, they play this little game with you because they know that there's sexual tension there.
Yeah.
So they play off that, especially the Hispanic chicks, because they know if they brought a brother home, a lot of them, the family's going to be on some bullshit. You dig? Yeah. And how old is this chick, by the way?
Well, she's about 2 years older than me.
Yeah, how old are you?
19.
God damn, you sound old than a motherfucker for 19, nigga.
You sound like 35.
God damn, nigga, you sound like Morgan Freeman's cousin. Shit, old March of the Penguins ass nigga. So you okay? So you got this 21-year-old Hispanic chick.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and she's kind of teasing you. Let me get some music for her ass real quick. Let me get some Gloria Estefan for her ass. So you got this 21-year-old Hispanic chick that's teasing you at the job because they know how y'all niggas are. Y'all niggas see some Hispaniard cooch and y'all start acting a damn fool and they play off that. And the minute, and you got to be careful because the minute you try to make a real play, she'll take her ass down to human resources on your ass. You dig? So you don't want to play that game at your job. If she's down, she should be down all the way. I say stop giving her attention. You got to bring the ball in your favor, man. What kind of job y'all work in? You 19. What kind of job? Are y'all working at like El Pollo Loco or some shit? Where y'all work?
You know what?
It's a restaurant, man.
I knew it was some kind of food service. And now she's walking around with her little uniform on, that little ass jiggling. Is she one of those Hispanic girls with a little bubble on her?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Don't even. Man.
Now, when you say Hispanic, what is she?
Puerto Rican.
Oh, yeah.
Those are crazy hot temper ones.
So, look, you need to stop giving her attention at the job. Don't give her no more attention. Don't be the job, nigga. Don't be the job. Because it sounds like she has a dude already. Does she have a guy? Have you ever conversated with her, conversed with her to see what was up with her?
No, she doesn't. But, you know, she's kind of got, you know, a few, I think, family members that do. And they're not even as attractive as she is, you know, which is weird.
Okay. Sound like she might have a dude, though. It sounds like somebody's already digging it out. I will say this.
She is a double dick clutcher.
She's the double dick clutcher?
Oh, my.
Now, how do you know this?
I'm a little too much. I've heard things, you know, around the job.
It's terrible.
And, I mean, she's not as bad as some. There's some that are really bad. But, I mean, you know.
So, did she clutch some dicks at the job already or what?
I think so.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my God.
Nah, nigga.
And you like her.
And you like her, nigga. You cupcaking over the job slut.
Man,
you cupcaking with the job slut, dude.
That's what it is.
you never cupcake with the job slut that niggas done ran through already and the word is already out about her, dude.
Oh. I know, man. I'm sorry.
No, shit.
He like, I'm sorry.
You sorry, and you be calling me a year later, having a little half Puerto Rican child with your child support payments getting fucked off over there at El Torito or wherever you work. What kind of restaurant y'all work at?
Los Totos.
I know. What kind of restaurant y'all work in, bro?
Just a little Mexican spot, you know.
I told you, Los
Totos. Get your taco smelling ass off the phone, brother. Thank you for the call, brother. Good Lord.
All right, thank you, man.
All right, brother. Hot mess, man.
Oh, man.
Have y'all ever had that on the job sexual tension with dudes? Chris, have you ever had that? You worked at a job and there was some sexual tension going on with you and some other dude?
On the job.
Chris never knows what she's doing. I don't know.
Well, that's like a spot question. I had to think about it for a second. Because, you know, I've always like either been a nanny, so it's always been like the dads, or
you've been a nanny before. Have the dads ever try to, you know, kind of say something?
Tap you on your booty and be like, I didn't do that.
Yeah, a little bit. Like they come on, but like their wife's usually there, so it's always like
they don't give a shit. Right. They don't give a shit.
I know you see Nanny Diaries with your girl in there. You seen that?
Yeah, they don't give a shit. They get sisters. That's why they used to get sisters in the house. They would have them working as domestics and have them in there fondling them and doing all that shit. That's shit. That's real. You got me on FaceTime, girl.
Nah, this is Facebook Live.
All right, get me off goddamn Facebook Live.
No, I usually like the manager.
Sarah's over here filming me like a damn fed.
No, I usually like the managers, though, like my boss, because it's like a power thing. I'm like, oh, yeah, like that's hot. They're like my boss.
Oh, she's one of them. I tell guys all the time, women like
that. The ones that got the money, don't get the chump change.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah, women like that. Women like men who are in powerful positions. So, like the brother who called up, get your own taco truck, nigga.
That's why he messing with that girl.
Yeah, and you can get all the Puerto Rican cooch you want, and you be wepa in all in that ass. Now, Sarah, you ever had, you been on a job and there was some sexual tension going on?
Definitely, yeah.
Did you ever act on it?
No.
Why not?
I used to work at Hard Rock Cafe as a bartender, and it was a guy there. He was so fine, but he had a girlfriend, but he tried to downplay it at work. The word was already out that he had a girlfriend, but you could tell we liked each other.
You know, we kind of off and on.
Yeah.
You know, that player shit. Yeah, we kind of off and on.
Yeah, you're definitely right.
We got to understand it.
You're definitely right when you say that there is work. Sexual
tension. Yeah,
that's true. Because once I went home, I didn't think about his ass. So at work, it was something fun. We were there for like 8 hours. So I mean,
it's the job husband. You know, women got the work husband, the job husband in her mind, and she's faithful to the job husband in her mind. And you know, they go to work and they have this little sexual tension, this sexual play. And, you know, they make eyes at each other. He goes out getting little snacks for her. Sometimes she might cook for the job husband. You know, sometimes the women might go out and make some little snacks and Rice Krispie treats for the job husband.
I'm done.
But when they clock out, reality kicks back in.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Exactly. Let me see who's on the phone. The phone number, family, is 818-850-5404. That is the number. What's up? Who's calling? Let's try it again. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's up? It's David from Canada.
What's up, man? We got a brother from Canada. What's going on with you, fam?
Yeah, man. I need some advice, though.
Okay, go ahead, brother. And have you been smoking?
Well, what's happening is that I'm kind of trying to meet some... Sorry, but I speak French. So
you speak French? Okay, there you go. I was wondering. Okay,
yeah,
there you go.
Like, what's
I'm like, what's this nigga going? Okay, parlez-vous français, nigga. All right, so you speak.
Yeah, I just wanted to know.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, want to know, you know, when you're trying to meet girls and just not working out, there's just nothing's happening, nothing's good. So what can I do?
When things aren't working out and nothing is good. Well, you're going to have to charge them to the game if nothing is working out. See, relationships are supposed to work. That's the thing. Are you saying nothing is working out with a particular girl or several women you're trying to deal with? Are you saying that nothing is working out?
Several.
Now, how long have you been in Canada?
Well, I was born there in Canada. I'm a Haitian.
Okay. I knew you were from like an African place somewhere where there's a lot of African brothers and sisters. So you were born in Canada.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, have you ever been to Haiti, by the way?
Yeah, I've been in Haiti like when I was like 16 years old with my mom, but I didn't really like it.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. I know. I know the situation down there, of course. Sac passé, by the way. Yes, sir. As far as dealing with the ladies, man, you gotta tailor your game so it will accentuate your strengths. Because a lot of times dudes focus on their failures. Every man has some kind of strength. Every man has some type of thing that he can do, something that he's mastering. And you need to play that up to a certain degree. Like, let me ask you this, brother. What's your hobbies?
Well, what I do, I'm learning to play piano and make some beat, but I read a lot of books.
Okay. But you like playing the piano? Or are you learning to play the piano?
I'm learning.
Okay. And now, how good are you at the piano?
Very basic. Like, I'm new. Like, not too much.
So you're very basic at the piano.
Yeah.
Well, I was so is playing the piano your passion?
Yeah, because yeah.
See,
yeah.
this is what I'm saying, yeah. Brother. You gotta. What is your passion, brother? That's what I'm asking you. What is your passion?
Well, thing is, I'm still looking to see what it is. I'm not sure what it is.
Okay, and that's the thing, brother. You need to go out there and try different things, and see what wets your whistle, and use that to your advantage. You know what I'm saying? You need to go out there and find out what you want to do, what you like, what you want to do. Just try different things so you can become passionate about something and you can get a certain level of confidence from what you're passionate in. You understand?
Yeah.
Like, what are you... I mean, you got to be passionate about something. Like, what do you really like to do? Well, I mean, just in your spare time, besides playing with yourself or whatever. I mean, what do you like to do?
Well, I really like to human nature, like psychology. I like that a lot.
You like psychology?
Yeah.
Okay, well, shit, you need to start majoring in psychology or going to school for psychology or something like that. Psychology and piano playing. Something to get some confidence in you, because I can hear you don't have, you're not sure about yourself. And when you're not sure about yourself, that shows a lack of confidence, because confidence, brother, is all about self-trust. You got to trust yourself. And right now you don't trust yourself because you don't have anything passionate to trust in yourself. So you need to go out there and try some things. How old are you? You sound like a young brother. How old are you?
25.
Okay. Yeah. You need to be out here trying to find your passion, brother. And I ain't even knocking the piano thing, brother. Get out there and learn the piano, man. And get you a piano. Have women come over to your house and you can play the piano on their ass. This will be you. Ain't this romantic? You play the piano?
Yeah.
I got a song for you, girl.
A nice red rose and some champagne.
This is a song for you. Give me your pussy tonight. Tender pussy. Give me your tender twat. It's the tender twat you're giving to me.
What is
tender
wrong
twat
with you?
Y'all, background.
No.
Twat so tender. Holding you close to me.
Oh,
baby, I surrender. Feel your breast on my tongue. Tender twat. So this is what I'm saying. Yo. I'm just saying. Get some passion, brother. Do something to be passionate about. All right, brother? Thank you for the call, sir.
All right, thanks.
All right, the brother just needs to be, he needs something to be confident about, ladies.
He was not feeling your song.
No.
He was like, really?
I was trying to sing it like a French dude. Shit. A French dude with an African background. God. My God. So look, what's in the news, Sarah? Let's talk about what's going on in the news out here.
So let's talk about that Mariah Carey breakup.
Yeah, she was dating
a
billionaire.
She is asking for $50 million just for being there. And he already gave her a $10 million engagement ring. He's letting her keep that.
And that's not no $50 million pussy right there. That's not.
I don't know, because she is Mariah Carey.
She is Mariah Carey, but that's like middle-aged crazy coochie right there. Which is kind of good, though. You know, crazy coochie is off the chain.
Really?
But, you know, that's, you get Nick's Cannon sloppy seconds.
It looked like she,
and I like Nick Cannon. I love Nick Cannon, by the way.
It just looked like he was a rebound, and she saw the dollars, and she like, this is an awesome rebound.
Yeah, but this thing about, you know, I need $50 million. That's delusion of grandeur. You know, she thinks, okay, I've been dating you. You've had the privilege of dating me, so let a bitch hold something. It's that type of thing.
It's called an inconvenience fee. Calling it.
Please.
Inconvenient.
She act like her pussy because, is a damn Bank of America check card.
Because she's also saying that she had to deal with his mental issues and how some of that kind of stopped some of her tour dates.
Yeah, that was the reason she wants him to pay for her move.
That's the inconvenience.
Tour dates and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, please.
And he already kicked her ass out the house, and she said, I'm not going nowhere.
Oh, damn. So Mariah Carey is acting like she's in the projects.
He's acting like he broke up with her, and he's acting like, I'm just done with you. I want to get as far away from you as possible. Here, keep the ring. Just keep it. Just go away.
Damn.
She's like, no, you owe me $50 million.
God damn. And you got a crazy red bone in your house. acting a damn fool. He might have to get somebody to go in there and jump her. He need to go get him some hood rats from the damn Magnolia Projects. They'll get her ass up out that damn house.
Oh, shit. God.
What else is happening in the news?
So we got the...
Talk in the mic, Sarah. You've been doing this. You're leaning down. Look at that mic as a nice, strong man you just met.
Don't. Do not go there.
But what's that? What happened?
So, Idris Elba and Madonna beef.
Now, what's going on with that?
She's always claiming that some black dude is her man. So, now she was saying that Idris Elba was her man. And he's like, girl, please. No, it's not true.
Oh, damn.
He completely said it. He's like, no, don't believe the hype. Stop the lies.
I wonder if he smashed, though.
I wouldn't probably. Be surprised.
You think he probably
of
smashed?
Of course.
Ew, yeah. I hope not. She's like a dancing grandma. Like, when she gonna sit the hell down?
But you know, Madonna ran through a lot of brothers,
she
though.
She has. Like, she, remember, she always claimed that she slept with Tupac. And that right there, I draw the line. I'm like, hold on.
I think
on,
she
hold.
Might have. I hold think because when Pac was in jail, I think Pac was trying to, you know, she was hollering at Pac. No. I think, didn't Dennis Rodman hit that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she done went down the Soul nope. Train line.
Nope. I can't. I draw the line at Tupac.
But... A lot of brothers, man. Brothers like haggard white women.
Yeah, they do.
That's the thing. They brothers. Why, what's up, brother? Let me talk to the brothers. Are y'all just happy just because they're white? Brothers will get with these haggard white women. I like 50 Cent. I like 50, but 50 Cent was banging Chelsea Handler. Yeah. She's haggard, dude.
It's like, really?
I'm like, damn, if you're going to get on like that. I mean, get Carmen Electra. I mean,
yeah,
I'll rock. Fine. Yeah, I can rock with that. Who do you think is a fly white girl, Chris? Since you were in that
Taylor
community,
Swift.
Oh girl. Lord!
I love me some Taylor.
Oh girl, no, you did.
Out of
girl.
All the white
T-Swift?
Women, out of all the white women,
she's a millennial like me. I relate to her.
Man,
or
but
Jennifer Lawrence.
How do Jennifer Lawrence? Who is Jennifer
I
Lawrence?
Think
I be getting
Jennifer
my white people mixed up.
Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games.
Oh, okay.
The star of it.
Yeah, well, I think me and we saw her at the airport.
I like that girl from that cheerleading movie. She's cute.
Which girl?
I can't think of her name right now.
But a lot of brothers, man. It's something. You know, I was watching The Walking Dead. Did y'all see the latest episode of The Walking Dead?
I don't watch that show, unfortunately.
Why not? You don't watch The Walking Dead?
My brother gets on me all the time.
Walking Dead is good. Have you seen it, Chris?
I could not get through the first season.
Oh, yeah.
It's
too gory?
Slow. No, it's too slow. Like,
really?
It's just like, these zombies walking around.
Oh, I figured it out. Her name's Hayden Panettiere.
Hayden. Oh, yeah.
I think her face, she's really pretty to me.
Oh, okay. I know you're talking
about. But she's short and...
Oh, yeah. But yeah, in Walking Dead, they always kind of low-key create this sexual tension with the brothers on the show with, like, the haggard white women. They never give them the real fly young ones. Mm-mm. They always give them, like, in the new season, there's this brother called King something. And some of the listeners, y'all know who I'm talking about. They got this brother with some real janky dreadlocks. And he's making goo-goo eyes with the old white lady. I'm like, don't make this nigga bang this old white woman. I'm like, let him bang a zombie over this motherfucker. God damn. y'all always pairing brothers up with the white women that y'all don't want. Let's see who's on the phone real quick. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, yo, Tariq. It's Malcolm from Columbus. What's going on?
Hey, Malcolm. How you doing, family? There's a lot of noise going on in the back.
Oh, my bad, man. I'm listening to some... another lecture or whatever, man. My fault. Just sitting here chilling with the kids, man. But,
How many kids you got, brother?
Man, me and my girl got four kids, man.
God damn. How long y'all been together?
We've been together about three, four years, man. That's what I'm calling to holler at you about, man.
Hold on. Let me get on these kids. Hold on. Let me get on these kids before we get on the relationship. So are these kids all y'all's together? Did you bring some in and she had some?
Honestly, all together, it's five kids. We both have one from a previous relationship, and then we got together and had three.
Oh, okay. Well, so y'all got a little Negro Brady Bunch going on up in the house. I'm not mad at you.
Man, yeah, we got a little squad, man, but I'm here for them. Take care of all of them, man. Work my ass off, too.
Hey, man, I love it. So what's on your mind?
Man, you know, me and her going through it now, and we've been arguing, man, almost like, you know, every day, you know, on and off. I don't know if it's, you know, I'm tripping or what it is, man, but she, you know, been hanging with people that, you know, I really don't approve of, man, people with, you know, little, you know, hood rat tendencies, and I'm just not down with that. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, I don't know if it's, you know, I'm tripping or, you know what I mean? What should I do?
Now, how old is your lady?
23.
Oh, yeah. She's young and she got all them damn kids at 23?
Damn.
Right. And, you know, she's still, you know, in that habit of, you know, I want to go kick it and, you know what I mean? Which is, you know, and I understand it, but it's like, my thing is, I want her to find other ways to kick it. You know, why every time when you kick it, it got something to do with alcohol or some drugs or, you know, the turn up. Like, I'm like, you know, go sit down and find a damn, you know, book club somewhere, you know, something like that. You know, something
but
that,
dude,
you know,
listen, you got to understand. I tell you, just like the dude who called earlier, look, when you met her, she was a teen mother when you met her. Right?
Exactly.
How old was she when she had her first kid? What, 15 or 16?
Damn, yes.
Yeah. So right there should tell you a lot. When somebody has kids at 15, that shows they're not going to be the most responsible people. And unfortunately, when you say, I'm about to make a big family with somebody who had a kid at 15, you know, you kind of get what you pay for, so to speak. And a lot of times when you sign a contract, you can't change the contract in the seventh inning. You in the seventh inning now, man. Y'all got a house full of kids, and now she's still doing 15-year-old hood rat shit, going out, turning up, and leaving all them kids home. And when you 23 years old, and I hear them in the background, they calling for mama now. They want some juice and some snacks.
Right.
And... Hello.
She back here in the background, jumping on the bed. She done followed me upstairs. I tried to come upstairs to get away from the rest of them. She followed me up here.
Yes, indeed.
Got a whole army.
We got an army, just like shit. Just like I do. I got a whole house full of them. You dig? And the thing is, when you choose, man, you got to choose a business partner. That's what, when you get into a relationship, the person you're with is a business partner. Raising a family and all that, that's like a business. You want to have a good...
You're right, man.
You know, you want to
have
a business.
It's like I learned all this stuff from you, you know, after I got with her. You know what I mean? It's like I wish I would have started hearing the Mac lessons back when I was, you know, 17, 18. Yeah. When I first really started, you know, getting my feet wet, you know, out there in the gang, you know, doing what I do, dipping and dabbing or whatever. I wish I'd have had the game or just somebody to, you know, pull me to the side like, hey, little homie, you know, this is what you do, blah, blah, blah. But, man, I love your game. My kids, they love the Hidden Colors. I'm a big supporter. I've seen the Hidden Colors when it came to my city in Columbus, man. You brought the city out, man.
Yes, sir.
Much love, respect, man. I appreciate you, big dog.
All right, man. You too, man. Keep your head up, man. Keep your head up.
I will, man.
Yeah, and don't let it get you down because, you know, kids are not. If things get too bad, you can charge a motherfucker to the game if they ain't trying to really upgrade and be the person they need to be in that relationship. You feel me?
Flat out, man.
Yes, man. Thanks for the call, brother.
Damn.
Man. My dude. And fellas, y'all got to understand, when y'all in relationships or when y'all get in relationships, when you get with a person, look at them and believe them when you meet them. A lot of times, we don't want to believe the shit we see. We see somebody who has a certain set of patterns and traits, and we completely overlook that shit. If you see a chick, fellas, and not all, I mean, there's some women out there who had a baby at 15 and they said, fuck that, I'm about to go to college and become a doctor, and they changed their whole shit up. There's a lot of cases of women will get their shit right. But normally, it's just like betting on horses. Certain horses might win by a long shot, but you bet on those sure wins. And normally, when you see a motherfucker who done had a baby at 15, that says a lot, not only about her upbringing. What kind of household was she in that would allow that? What has she been taught? Is that the kind of person you want to build a future with? So guys got to be very honest about that. Now, Chris, have you ever met a dude and he had a real funny style aura about himself, but you kind of dated him anyway and you regretted it?
Yeah.
What happened? Talk loudly in the mic, dear.
I mean, he was like a high school boyfriend, though. Mm-hmm. He was like the nerdy one, but kind of like he had like tendencies of like abusing animals. This guy, kind of like, oh
my God. Chris got the craziest story.
Wait, was he white, Chris?
Yeah, I was just going to ask
Chris,
that.
Chris, oh God.
Abusing animals, good witchcraft, Lord. What else? What?
He wasn't white, though.
He wasn't?
No, who was Hispanic. He?
See, I knew he wasn't black.
I know, but still white. Well, there's white Hispanics.
White with a taco.
And, like, he didn't, like, tell me, but he just, like, always would, like, hint at it, like, how he would, like,
is he in jail the animals
hey, Sarah, see that cat over there? I fucking kicked that cat so far.
Oh, my God.
What would he hint at? What would
he
say?
I don't know. Like, the way that he liked to play with the animals, like luring them out to scare them. Good and, Lord. Like... Yeah, but like,
is he in prison? Is he in prison for murder?
I don't know whatever happened to him, but like,
you should try.
I'm gonna fucking stab that goat.
That was drain the blood.
You go to this motherfucker's house, you hear shit in the bathroom. Just ignore that.
Oh no!
I got a fucking goat held hostage in my bathroom. I'm gonna rape it.
I know. I don't think it was that far,
they tell you though. People who harm animals, sometimes they become serial killers. Yeah. Like Jeffrey Dahmer's ass. He was one of those, as a kid, beating up animals and killing animals.
Okay.
They test animals and then move over to humans.
Yep. Oh my goodness. That's why I asked you if he's in jail, girl.
No,
that's,
I don't know. Yeah. I haven't heard from him, so. Man.
We got to do a whole that show on Chris.
Yeah, for real. Chris, you are crazy. All right.
Oh, my God. That's not me. I'm not crazy.
You have the craziest stories.
I know. Just because he abused animals, he was a nice guy to me. No. It's that type of shit. No. Now, Sarah, what else is going on in the news, Sarah?
Oh, Lord. So, we have a woman who hit the lottery, or she got jackpot at the casino, and she got $43 million, and they said, we're going to give you a steak dinner there.
Boy,
they
fucked her
over.
Man, this was a casino in New York, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where in New York do they have casinos, family? Where are my New York people? Is it upstate New York somewhere?
I want to say it was upstate. Yeah. Don't quote me.
But yeah, this sister won like it was a $43 million jackpot, and they were like, "Well, oops."
It was a
malfunction. They were like, "It's a ain't that some slick ass bullshit?"
And they said, "We'll give you some steak."
They didn't. Yeah, it wasn't like we'll give you a percentage. They were like, "We'll give you a steak dinner."
Well,
nigga.
I think it was like $2.37.
Yeah. I'm like, what? That casino, and she's going to sue him rightfully.
Yep,
so I would like to know the name of that casino. Y'all should avoid that casino like the plague. That is a huge, huge ripoff, man. Mm. That's cold-blooded. Somebody said it's in Queens. What's up, Tim? All right, it's in Queens? I didn't know they had casinos in Queens. Okay, what else is going on in the news? And by the way, family, the phone number is 818-850-5404. What's going on, Chris? Chris, go ahead.
I get y'all mixed up. There was a woman who had 20 boyfriends buy her an iPhone 7 for a down payment on a house.
Yeah, so how much are the fucking iPhones, by the way?
That's iPhone 7s. They were the 7s.
Mm-hmm. How much are the fucking iPhones in China?
My Uber driver told me she paid $1,000 for her iPhone 7, so who knows?
God damn. They can go.
I mean, when iPhones first came out, I never forget on eBay, they were going for like $2,000, $3,000, and $4,000.
Really?
Yeah. When they first came out. So wow. I can only imagine what the 7 is going for.
When I read the article, it said that it was $17,700.
Total that she got?
For the cell phones, yeah.
So this lady, she was in China. So they said she had 20 boyfriends. And let me get on that 20 boyfriend shit in 1 minute. She said she had 20 boyfriends get her iPhones, and she sold the iPhones and got a house. Let's be very clear. This 20 boyfriend shit.
How the hell she juggle all them dudes?
No, she was juggling dicks. That's called hoeing. She was out there selling pussy. Wasn't no 20 boyfriends. That motherfucker was slinging that pussy and got her some money for the iPhones, and she tried to clean it up by saying she had 20 boyfriends. Bullshit.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking, damn, like, it's hard juggling, like, five different dudes.
Exactly.
20?
Exactly.
Like,
that's slanging pussy. That's what she was doing. She was getting her geisha girl on.
I'm done.
And all that 20 boyfriend bullshit, and I ain't mad at her. You do what you got to do to get you... She was hoeing for housing. That's all she was doing.
I'm just wondering how she's going to pay the mortgage now.
Hey, that pussy still works, don't it?
I hope she'll get it.
If she got enough to get a damn down payment with all them iPhones. Oh. Yeah, somebody in the chat room said she had 20 customers. She sucky long time. That's what her ass was doing. Let's see who we got on the phone, man. A lot of folks are calling up. What's up? Who's calling?
Tay. This is Chris from D.C.
Chris from D.C.
Hey, I'm from D.C.
Oh, there you go. Hey. What's going on, Chris?
Oh, man, I'm in a big predicament. I need y'all help.
Go ahead. We'll be back. Go ahead, Chris.
All right, so earlier y'all were talking about at-work relationships, and I ended up hooking up with a girl that works at the same place that I work, but she ended up transferring and moving to a different store. So I have to get a new spot in November, and she's like, hey, can you move in with me?
Oh.
So I don't know how that's going to work.
You don't want to be roommates with your fuck buddy. Oh, that's a whole no. That you don't want to do that. That's,
and this, yeah, and this is the thing. She her lease is about to be up, and she's with a dude. And
She's like, with a dude.
Wait, well, no. I basically took her from the dude. So
Hold on. Hey, let's bag it up because niggas be giving you bits and pieces of shit. Hold on. Because you didn't take shit. You say she's still with him, right?
Well, they splitting right after, I guess, their lease is up. So
you didn't take her from nobody, dude?
No, she's, like, not with him at all. Like, her time usually, like, is with me. Like, we both know each other's schedule, and anytime we off, work.
So she's roommates with this dude. So she's basically living with her ex-dude?
Yeah, I guess it's real janky.
Okay, nigga. Let me explain what it is. All right.
Yeah.
A lot of these females, they have these situations where a dude kind of dumped them, or they broke up with a dude, and that sounds like what it is. He sounds like he kind of dumped her, but they're stuck in this apartment together, and the boyfriend, he's out here fucking other broads, but she's still living there, and he's fucking her too. Let's be very clear. All right.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you what I know. She's fucking him. Mm. You know, they ain't living in the house, and he's used to that pussy. She's used to that dick.
Oh.
She's still getting, banged out by him. But if psychologically or whatever, they're not together, she can still feel good about going out fucking you too. And now when he leaves, she wants to move in a new fuck buddy. And she's like one of these females who seems real needy. She just got to have somebody up there in the house with her.
Have her pay them bills.
Yeah. Yeah, and she sound like the Asian chick who's trying to get some more iPhones, nigga. You dig? You better, don't you dare move in with this chick, dude, at all. Because you move in with her, and she's going to be out there fucking some other niggas, too.
At the new job.
She got transferred. There's some dick that she's sniffing around up there at that new job, too.
Dude, it's just best if you get your own spot.
Get your own spot,
and then y'all can see each other whenever. I mean,
that's just your fuck buddy, man. Y'all don't put extras on your fuck buddy. That's your job hookup. That's all it is. She's your job hookup. That's your job side piece. Treat your job side pieces like the job side pieces, dude. Don't put extras on it, dude. When y'all try to make some extra with people who are just in a side piece position, shit goes wrong. Y'all start getting mad at each other because they're not what you really want them to be. And then, you know, they want loose dick. You might want some loose pussy somewhere, and y'all just bickering, man. It's just a whole bunch of shit. So you want to charge that to the game. Be cool with her, but don't move in with her at all.
Okay.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
All right.
My goodness. That's crazy as hell.
That is so crazy.
Yeah, you got to watch women when they say that. Well, me and my ex, we broke up, but we still live together. I've had women say that before, and I'm like.
I've heard, ex-married couples, like divorcees, say they still live together.
Yeah. But
is that weird?
Yeah, well, that's understandable because, you all bought a house together. And, you got equity in the house. You're like, I ain't leaving this motherfucker. I spent $15,000 for this house. It's that type of thing. But if it's on some boyfriend and girlfriend shit and people are just kind of living
assets,
together, y'all ain't got no real assets. That little bullshit ass $900 a month. Y'all fucking. Y'all ain't really staying over that $900 a month. What else is going on in the news, Sarah?
So, Donna Brazile resigns from CNN after the email leaks.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't that funny how she resigned / get fired, but, if she was white, I'm sure they'll just suspend her with pay.
Oh, yeah. She'd get transferred.
Until it blows over.
And it has something to do with Roland Martin's ass.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Did Roland give her a question or something? And then she asked...
Yep.
Welcome to TV One. we went trick or treat with Rolly the Boulet Bird last night. Y'all did go to you? Did you see the new Crispy thing we did with Crispy?
But I didn't see the Boulet Bird.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, hold on. Let me see if I can find
a clip.
Is that
on Twitter?
I put it on Twitter, and I put it.
Oh no!
It's on the Crispy page. If you go to YouTube and type in the Crispy Puppet Show, or you can go to crispypuppet.com and check out the latest. It's like only a 1 minute clip. We took the kids out trick-or-treating last night. Let me play a little audio from it. Let me play the audio for those who have not seen it, because a lot of people have been wanting Rolly the Boulet Bird. Hold on.
What up, everybody? It's your boy Crispy, and I got my sidekick with me, everybody, Rolly the Boulet Bird. Beep, 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 beep. Hello. And we're trick-or-treating right now, everybody, because it's Halloween, everybody. Now, Rolly, yes, Crispy, can you guess who I am, everybody? Beep, 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 beep. You, Donna Brazil from CNN? Hell no, everybody. I'm Don King, everybody.
All right,
you can tell, everybody.
Oh, all right, y'all go check out the new episode of the Crispy Show. There's going to be some more Crispy and Rolly skits going, because a lot of people like that. It was somebody who made a Crispy birthday cake for their kid. That shit was hilarious.
I saw that.
That was, but back to Donna Brazile and Roland Martin. Beep, 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 beep. Welcome to TV One. I told people Roland was a shill for Hillary and all those people. That's why he was buck dancing for Hillary the way he was. And a lot of the people in the so-called black media, these people are shills for Hillary and the Democratic Party. They do everything that they say. And something else is very interesting that a lot of folks don't know. One of those emails showed that the Democratic Party, whenever they want to shame certain people, they have writers and bloggers, women of color, who do the shaming for them. And I've been saying that for years, that these white supremacists will co-op these pretend black feminists on Twitter and all of these bullshit ass blogs over at Ebony and have them do their dirty work. And those WikiLeaks documents prove what I've been telling people for years about that shit. Also, another thing I've been telling folks about, those YouTube videos that y'all see where these hood pranks, you know, they got these white boys who go into these so-called black neighborhoods and like, yeah, we're going to do a prank in the hood.
And they did the All Lives Matter one.
They did one where there was a white dude saying, I'm going to leave my car out here with the word Trump on it. And then some black folks came out and vandalized the car. They found out that was, and I told people for years that shit was fake. And basically the guy admitted the shit was fake. It was a fraud. I knew it was a fraud when they did one of those videos where they said they were in Compton. They were like, yeah, we're going to do a prank in Compton. And I'm looking at the video, I'm like, this ain't no fucking Compton. It's clearly not Compton. I lived in Compton. None of this shit is Compton. So I knew then that they were on some bullshit. And from what I understand, because a lot of folks are like, why are black people even participating in that bullshit? Yeah. The problem is, I think they're telling black folks it's something else. And then when they film it, they flip it. So black folks, if you see some little goofy suspected white supremacist dudes trying to get you to participate in something and want to film you for something, just rock away from that shit. Rock off, man. Leave them niggas alone, because they're trying to trick you, put you in a trick bag, and have you do some stupid ass shit that's going to be detrimental to all of us. Because that whole Trump practical joke bullshit that they pulled, a lot of the right-wing media outlets, they were grabbing onto that and using that to say, hey, look at how violent black folks are and all that shit. So black folks, y'all got to watch out for that stuff, man. It's real serious. Let's see who's on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, hello? It's Q. What up?
Hey, what's your name, man?
It's Q.
Where you calling from, Q?
I'm in Warrensburg right now.
Warrensburg? Where is that?
Missouri.
All right, what's on your mind, brother?
I got a few issues that I want to talk about.
Go ahead.
First, I was a nigga nerd a few years ago, you know, and I'm trying to get over that.
You were what a few years ago? You what?
I was a nigga nerd.
Okay, a nigga nerd. We had a nigga. A former nigga nerd, okay.
Not the 12 years space slave type, though, you feel me?
Oh, okay. So what made you stop your nigga nerding?
I saw Hidden Color.
Cool.
And like right now, I'm having some problems with my mouthpiece ain't as crisp as it should be. So can you do some tips on that? That's one of the issues. And the second issue is, I got like four white roommates, right?
and they be saying some slick shit on the low, and I don't even want to try and go at him. Like, I don't be trying to want to go at him like that, but, like, can you tell me the way that I can combat that or face that?
Now, you in college?
Yeah, I'm a senior in college.
Oh, okay, that's why I'm like, why the fuck you got four white roommates? Yeah, just do your work, get up out of there so you can get out from under them. You know what I'm saying? Because, look, it, you know, when you're dealing with, like, suspected white supremacists, you're not going to convince them of anything. Mm-hmm. It's all about dominating you. It's not about logic. So don't even try to be logical with them. Just do what you need to do so you can get up out of there, so you can get your own spot. Just focus on getting up out of school. And don't let them play those little psychological mind games on you so they can get you to be the angry black man. Mm-hmm. Because that's what they do. White supremacists love getting around black folks saying little slick shit. Hey, Darnell, I'm going to the All Lives Matter meeting today. You want to go? You know, they say little shit like that and, you know, to try to get up under your skin so you can curse them out. And then they can start looking at you as the angry black man like, see, I told ya. It's that type of thing. So charge that to the game. And as far as getting your mouthpiece together, man, again, like I told the caller earlier, man, you just got to go find some things that you're passionate about. And you said you used to be a nigga nerd. And the thing is, being a nigga nerd ain't too bad if you, as long as you're doing something that's constructive for black society. Because the thing is, a lot of nigga nerds do just like what you're doing. They get like white roommates and all that, and they start believing that they're one of them. They start to believe I'm not saying you are.
No, they're my teammates, though, like before. Yeah. They're my teammates. That's
yeah, exactly. And a lot of black folks get around white people, and they think, well, the white people let me around them, so I'm the special Negro. Mm-hmm. I'm better than all the other Negroes. And then all of a sudden, you get a rude awakening for them from their ass.
Yeah.
So the thing is, you need to just focus on getting out of school. And I tell nigga nerds this all the time. We need nigga nerds to do some shit that's going to help black society. Learn how to hack shit. You know, the white nerds and the Asian nerds, they know how to help their communities. Just like with these WikiLeaks. You got a lot of white nerds out here hacking shit, tapping into government damn servers. You know, we need some nigga nerds who know how to tap into servers, hack shit. We need Negroes who know how to do that. Niggas be hacking white porn sites. Y'all will hack some nigga shit. Y'all hack the PlayStation sites. You know, niggas use that to troll. You use your skills for bullshit. Niggas use their nerd skills for gossiping and cooning. We need nigga nerds to really help out the whole community. So I'm not knocking nigga nerds all the way. But thank you for the call, family. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks.
Miss Chris, what else is going on? Anything else going on in the news, young lady?
Yes, in Philadelphia, there is a new disease called the non-tuberculosis microbacteria.
Yes. Ugh. Yes, and there's a story on Melanoid Nation about that disease. It's called, the short term is NTM, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this disease is only targeting white people. Mm-hmm. In Philadelphia.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Wow. Yeah, and right. You read the article says that this disease, it's like a disease of the lungs, and it's only happening to people who are white, particularly white women who are thin in affluent areas.
Yeah.
Ooh.
This is some crazy shit.
Yeah,
they're getting them Beverly Hills Housewives.
Yeah.
They're saying it's happening in the water. That's where it, like, it's targeting the water.
Right. And but they said that even if people drink bottled water, that's not going to help because it's in the soil and it's in the air and all this.
Oh, no.
And what's interesting, when you read the article in the newspaper clips about it, it says it doesn't affect African Americans. I'm like, what kind of, is the ancestor speaking? I'm like, what kind of?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah, they may be.
I'm like, what the?
What does that mean for mixed people?
Well, shit, y'all black, so shit.
Okay. I'm like, what? Am I going to be okay?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not saying good, bad, right, or wrong, but that's crazy that some disease would just pop up and it's targeting people in white affluent areas and it's skipping over black people. Some people said that that's karma. Some people in the chat room saying that's karma. That's the ancestors' energy.
Probably.
But I know out there in Philadelphia and some of those suburban areas, those were some of the first areas in the country that had planned all-white communities. Like Levittown and all of these places were some of the first planned communities that deliberately went out of its way to exclude black folks. And many of them were outside those same areas. So that's some heavy shit. Let's see who we got on the phone. The phone number is 818-850-5404. Who's calling?
Hey, what up, Flex? It's M-Dot from Atlanta.
M-Dot, how you doing, fam?
Yeah, what's going on? How y'all doing today?
Hello.
Say hello, Chris. Chris was like, shit, I'm...
Hi. M-Dot. Thinking, why that
she's like, I'm thinking about white man shit.
No. M-Dot, are you on my Twitter?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, what's going on? So I got a situation for you, Flex.
Go ahead, M-Dot. M-Dot, are you on Sarah's Twitter?
Yeah. We were just tweeting, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You just said you tried to call up. Okay.
M-Dot trying to spit on Twitter, slide up in them DMs. Yeah. So what's up, M-Dot?
Okay, so Flex, so you know I'm out here in Atlanta, right? So long story short, so I was with my girl for like a year and a half, right? So everything was cool, but, you know, we had started looking at wedding rings and shit. But last year, we were on vacation, and, you know, I saw some kind of BS in her phone. Like, she was texting with her ex, right?
Oh, damn.
So she was going in on me to him, like, hey, you know, M-Dot's just not as successful as I am. He doesn't make the amount of money I do.
That's fucked up.
And then she goes, hey, sex with you is like a 9 or 10. With him, it's like a 1. It's so vanilla.
Wow.
And to make matters worse, he's a lawyer. So she's like, yeah, we're looking at rings, but... You know, we definitely getting a prenup, and I want you to write it. But if he has a problem with that, that's M-Dot's problem. So I see all this, right?
Oh, wow.
So I keep it player. We're on vacation. I don't ruin the vacation. I like, let me put all this in my back pocket. Fast forward, you know, a couple of months later, like 4 months ago, I meet this 27-year-old out here in Atlanta. Everything's cool. We start kicking the flex. You know, y'all understand. You know, I got caught up. You know, we start doing our thing. But they were in the same organization, but it was like a lot of people. So I didn't think they would ever meet each other. Yo, one day I look up their friends on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, hell, about to break loose. So I see the friends on Facebook. Then, you know, we go to Miami, everything's cool. I come back, they see each other at a meeting. The 27-year-old, my girl goes to her like, hey, how do you know M-Dot? She's like, oh, we're dating. So I'm like, whoa, she put me on blast.
Damn.
But then, long story short, the next day she picks up the phone, calls my girl, tells her everything. They meet up for dinner. They connect all the dots. Yeah, they met up because they're in the same organization, you know? So all that happened. So my question for y'all is, what should I do? Because the 27-year-old just ruined up. She blew the spot up. But my girl is like, you know, she going to therapy now. She about to see, you know. But then she kind of want to reconcile. But I just want to see what y'all think.
Now, M-Dot, are y'all living together?
No, we're not living together, no.
Okay.
Oh, well, yeah.
So, dude, your girl, you should have charged her to the game the minute you read those emails and those texts, man. Mm-hmm. On the real, exactly. You should have charged her to the game, nigga. That's on that 7 levels of disrespect type of shit.
That's right
there.
I was thinking, too. Exactly.
Yeah, dude. That's some shit where she could almost set you up to get harmed if she's talking that greasy about you to another dude, man. That's dangerous. I'm talking about for your safety. Forget about your love and your heart and your emotions, nigga. We're talking about your safety. This chick is on some scandalous shit where she can set you up and you still sitting up here trying to think about what you need to do with her. You nigga, you need to charge her to the game, get all your passcodes in another damn sequence, get her up out of your mix, man. Yeah. And I'm talking about tonight. I ain't talking about let's talk it out and let's try to work it out and go to therapy. No, y'all pass that. Well, yeah, what's she going to therapy for? There's no whole therapy. What's she talking about?
Well, that's the thing, you know, because she's like, you know, just trying to see, you know, what do you feel about it? You know, would you want to go to some sessions? I'm like, well, I got to go to therapy. I mean, I fucked up too. That's the thing. I own my shit, and you know, I fucked up. But at the same time, you know, like you said, I should charge it to the game in the beginning.
Nigga, this you need to be like this on her ass.
Hey, baby, how you doing? Come on in here. Got some hot chocolate on the stove waiting for you.
You need to be just like
this.
First
things first. Let me hang up that coat. Yeah, how's your day today? Did you miss me?
Yeah, definitely, man. I'm definitely going to take your advice. You know, I'm in Atlanta. You know, I know that cuffing season about to start, you know, so I was just so shook on everything happened.
All right, brother. Thank you for the call.
He trying to make it.
He need to listen to this.
My first impulse was to run up on you and do a Rambo. We're about to jam and flat blast both of you.
This is Orange Juice Jones.
$3,700 Lynx coat. So instead,
I chilled.
That's right. Chilled. Then I went to the bank. Took out every dime.
Took out every dime.
And then I went and canceled.
Orange Juice Jones tried to tell y'all back in the day. All your charge accounts. All your charge accounts.
I stuck you up every piece of jewelry I ever bought you. Yeah, that's right. Everything.
Damn.
Everything.
Damn.
Fly with me. No, don't go looking in that closet.
Don't go looking in that closet. You ain't got nothing in there.
It's packed up and waiting for you in the guest room.
It's packed up and waiting on you.
That's right. Aww. What was you thinking about? Huh? What are you trying to prove?
What song is this?
Huh? This with the juice.
You never heard this song?
What year come out?
Oh, this came out back in the day. You were a kid when this came out.
Exactly.
See, y'all better go. That's Orange Juice Jones. That's called The Rain. And in that song, Orange Juice gave people all the game in that song. His chick cheated on him. She came home.
That is just crazy.
And he had her shit waiting on her. He broke that shit down.
She could be like plotting his death.
Exactly.
Like telling him, oh, he beat me, and other dude can get mad and come over there and do something.
Yeah, and talking about how another dude's sex. When a woman is saying to another dude, you dicking me down better than my dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's on some other level disrespect right there, dude. And
but I'm just wondering what he did. What did he do to make her get that way?
But no, she sounded like she was already scandalous. If you that's another level of scandalousness.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's women out here who just like to be scandalous, and dudes. There are dudes out here who just like to do scandalous shit to women. You got some dirty macking ass dudes out here. It ain't about what you've done to them. Niggas love just getting with women and fucking them over. Let's get a couple of more calls before we get up out of here. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello?
Hey, we got a lady.
Hi.
I know.
Okay, hi. I'm sorry. I don't know, for some reason I hear it twice. Hold on for a moment, please.
Just turn your volume down and just listen to me.
Oh, yes.
You got it?
I just did. Yes, thank you. First of all, I want to thank you for all the hidden colors. So they're amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And also, I want to thank you again for a crispy show. I love it.
Yes, yes.
I don't know. I don't know what to say.
The kids really like the Crispy Puppet Show for some reason. They shouldn't really be watching it.
Of course we do. I think God heard my prayers because I hated that guy so bad. I was like, this guy always like talks shit about black women all the time, 24 hours. So the day that I was introduced, I mean, I think my young brother introduced me to you, like your hidden colors and all that stuff. And the Crispy show was like the best. I'm like, God, I don't know. This guy is just a bomb. So anyway.
Now, where are you from? I hear an island accent. Where are you from? Jamaica, Barbados? Where are you from?
No. I'm not. I'm from Sierra Leone. So,
Sierra Leone. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So I have a question for you. I'm not going to say I know the answer because I'm a woman, so I want to hear your point of view.
Go ahead.
So there is a guy that I know. I've known him for maybe like 6 years or something like that. So through work, and I got another job. I moved out, living in D.C., and he lives on the other side, I think Atlanta. Now he's in California now.
Okay.
So, we've been talking. I would say we're good friends and all that stuff. But sometimes, like, during the conversation, he drops stuff like, kind of he likes me and all that stuff. So he has been going on for a long time. And one day I say, you know what? Let me just tell him what's going on. I'm like, hey, we've been talking about this ass for a long time. So I want to know, do you want us to start a relationship? I want to get serious because it seems like you feel like I'm not giving you a good signal, but now I want to let you know I think I'm ready, so can we go ahead and do that? He said, okay, sure, that's fine. I'm so happy, by the way, blah, 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 right? So, and after that, I first noticed that he wasn't calling anymore, like calling back very often.
Damn.
Right, anymore. And then, like, he'll call, like, once, like, out of the blue, he's going to call, hey, how you doing, and all stuff. So I'm kind of, like, I tell my heart is mother trash, so I tell it like it is. I'm like, dude, listen, I'm going to tell you this. This is not a joke. I told you last time, da-da-da-da. So what happened? What's going on? Do you work, like, three jobs? Because last time I checked, I know you have a very good job, and you get paid well, so you only work one job. So the fact that you don't answer my text messages and all that stuff, so that's so crazy. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, blah, 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 blah. So just to make the story short, last time he invited me to one of his friend's wedding or something.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, fine, sure. Let's meet out there. So we met and everything. So the... Again, we had a conversation face to face, and nothing happened in terms of like the progress, like what we're gonna do, what we, and all the
now
stuff.
Let me know, wait let's slow down for a minute. Mm-hmm. So when you said, hey, let's go ahead and get this relationship thing cracking, so y'all move forward, y'all got intimate, right? How many times were y'all intimate?
To be honest, just once. That was a kiss, because I'm that type of girl. I don't want to get down into some, like, just to go to the next phase without even knowing what's going on, what are we going to do? So that was just a kiss, which actually was kind of reluctant for me because I didn't want to do it. So I'm like, okay, well, you know what, let's do that. Just a kiss, that's fine. So that's the only thing.
So just a kiss. You just gave that motherfucker a kiss. Yeah. Y'all said y'all were in a relationship. Shit. Okay.
No, Terry, serious, because we've been talking. Because I asked him, I said, what do you want? That was the first time I asked him, what do you want? And he was looking at me in the eyes like, you know, like a ghost or something. I'm like, okay, fine. You can sit where you are. Since you don't want to tell me what you want, because I want to know. We're adults, you know. He's like 10 years older than me, I guess.
Now, where is he from? Where is he from, by the way?
Nigeria.
Okay. Okay, then he's like, well, shit, can I get a green card out this motherfucker? I'm trying to...
Tariq, he's fine. He has a U.S. citizenship.
Okay. Are you still here?
Right.
Uh-oh, what happened? Well, shit, I think her prepaid, she had a Nigerian prepaid, and that shit
didn't run out.
Damn. Okay, sister, you hung up, but I don't know if she just kissed him. Women, y'all play this little game. I just kissed him.
That is not true.
Really?
Not, yeah.
Yes.
You just wait.
Thank you, yes,
Chris.
Sarah.
Let's bring it.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Let me bring it to Chris's ass.
Yeah,
what you mean?
Uh-oh.
Let me bring it on Chris's ass. So, are there situations where you just kissed and what? You,
all the time.
Why do you feel like you got to give draws every time?
I didn't say every time, but a lot
but
of times.
But you are always off this every time.
But y'all be exactly. Y'all ladies be half-ass telling stories about what y'all do with niggas. You're like, that's we just kissed. Kiss what? Did he kiss pussy? I mean, what? Who got kissed where? God. Y'all be telling half asses about
you. I don't think that's true.
A lot of it is true. Y'all do. Come on, let's be real.
So. I'm being very real.
Because both of y'all didn't have one night stands before.
Mm-mm,
right?
No.
You the shit.
No.
Chris, you ain't never had a one night stand, Chris?
Never.
No.
You ain't never met a dude?
Never.
Never.
There either.
I've never had a one night stand, I swear to God. I swear, I've never.
Please, you ain't never met a dude at the club.
At the hell
at the
no.
Club?
Please,
no. I don't take no club dudes home. Are
Please.
You insane?
No.
You ain't never met him up at the club, and
no,
y'all went to the
Tariq,
crib and made
I'm
a dude with a dude.
I'm being very real.
No.
You must not
he
understand.
That?
No.
You just don't really know me.
Yeah.
Because I don't take dudes from the club home. I'm sorry. No, I don't do that.
Please.
A woman we are women of caliber. Like, we are up here.
Uh-huh.
We don't take dudes
And his
home
mouth and dick is down there.
Oh, my God.
Y'all, most women have had one-night stands before.
I have
before.
Never. No. I'm being very truthful. I've never
had
one. Okay,
what do y'all define a one-night stand as?
You just met a person at the grocery store. You think he fine. You get his number. He pay for your milk. You done, and y'all hit it up at night, and then you say, well, thanks for the sex. Bye.
It don't have to go all on that thanks for the sex. Bye. See, y'all trying to make it something else.
No, that is one night stand. One night stand, uh-huh. You just sleep with the person one night, and you forget about it the next day.
Okay, let me rephrase it then. Because see, fellas, how women play these little fucking word games?
It's not a game.
Let me rephrase it. Have y'all met a dude and had sex with him the first day you met him?
No. Why? Wait.
Is it a gun?
Is it a knife? Is it a wallet?
No.
Y'all ass is lying.
Tariq, I feel like...
Callers,
feel like,
do y'all believe them?
I feel like you want us to say that that's true. Because if we say it's not, you over here making faces like, you lying. So it's like, damn, we can't win either way.
I know.
Please, let's get on the damn phone.
Okay.
What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, what's up, Tariq? It's Herm calling from Texas.
Hey, what's up, Herm? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling, man. Just listening to y'all go in, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, most of them chicks that had a... One of those kind of one night stands, man.
Hell
yeah.
Whatever.
Times, no,
they go
no,
on
no.
one date and have mm-hmm. sex after that one date. You
and
know
then
what? I'm
what? And then what? And then what?
Get it in.
And then what happens after that? You don't never talk to each other again, do you?
Most likely not.
All
you
right, then.
Know.
That's what I said with a one
that's
night stand.
Boring.
That's
boring.
That's what I just said a one night stand is. And he's like, no, you rephrase. No, that's exactly what I just said.
Well,
I smell dick in the air now.
You know what, Tariq?
Hey, yo, Tariq.
Yo, man, what's up?
Hey, man, I want to ask you a question, man. Hey, check it out, man. I'm like recently divorced or whatever, so, you know, I kind of got onto you, and you really helped me out as far as just getting back on my game, right?
Yes, sir.
But as I get, like, back into the little dating pool, and I'm 34 years old, so, like, a lot of chicks that I meet out here, or just I meet, period, it's like, they had this thing where it's like, they want to work, but they don't want to pay no bills or nothing like that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's like, if you a dude who work in the, you know, you make good money, you got to be paying everything or you ain't the king or the castle, man. So I just kind of want you to kind of touch on that shit right there.
Real quick. Okay, I'll touch on that right now, man. Thanks for the call. But right now, man, you got a bunch of...
Go ahead.
You got a lot of Instagram models out here in the dating scene now. The motherfuckers think that
they
you're
be
supposed
prostitutes.
Yeah. They be
so
going
you
over
know,
to
some
Dubai.
Some of them got busted for prostitution. So.
Oh, yeah. But you got motherfuckers now who think just because they want Instagram, they're doing you a favor by going on a damn date with you.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of delusions of grandeur in the dating scene now. So, fellas, we got to move away from the thirst bucket niggas. A lot of these thirsty ass niggas have fucked the game up and elevated these women's self-worth, and it shouldn't be where it is. Just because you done spread your coochie on the damn gram don't mean that I owe you a goddamn thing. And fellas gotta have that kind of mentality. Is that right or not, ladies?
I'm not saying.
Well, they be looking
you,
at me real
you about to get on me.
No, what? What
because
am I about
I
to say?
I have a different upbringing, Tariq. Like, mm-hmm. My dad, my mom was a teen mom, and then she had me at 22. Didn't pay any bills. My dad took care of her. She didn't have to want for anything. So, I mean, she taught me, like, look, it's nothing wrong with the man taking care of you.
And that's true. If
but I'm not saying the girl should be actively seeking for a guy to take care of her. I mean,
right.
My mom didn't like seek him out.
Right.
You know
right,
what I'm
right.
saying? He just took care of my mom.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But you got people out here now is like, okay, I got a big ass and titties. How come my car note ain't paid already? It's that type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's true.
So that's what's out there.
Well, I mean, shit, Tariq, why the Asian little hoe can get a down payment on a house, but what?
She's not to spread that pussy faster than y'all. Shit. Because she was slanging cooch for them damn iPhones.
God,
don't get it twisted.
Weird. I don't know. I just feel like chicks do actively seek for guys to pay for shit. I mean, as soon as you go on a date with a dude, they'd be like, excuse me, my note need to be paid by next Wednesday. What you got on that?
Yeah.
You got five on it?
Yeah. I know when I first moved to Atlanta, the first time a chick ever asked me to buy her something and pay a bill.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I was like, hey, Shawty, can you pay my damn light bill, Shawty? I'm like, get your country ass the fuck out of here. Smelling like pig feet. I'm not even sure if I want to hit it. You talking about paying a damn bill? Where's Ponce de Leon Avenue? Where, Shawty?
I don't know. Like, I know my mom has told me that she has been on a date with a guy who, he bought her something on the first date.
What'd he buy her?
A pair of shoes. And they were bomb, too.
Your mom said that?
Yeah.
Wait. How long was this before she met your dad?
This was long before she met
your dad. Okay.
No. Do not see.
I'm just asking.
No.
But dudes in back in the day, this was, I'm assuming, in the 70s or 80s or something.
My mom was born in 69. So.
Okay. So this was probably in the 80s or early 90s.
I mean, she didn't say. She was talking.
When were you born? What year?
I was born in 91. Remember, I told you my stepdad. She's married to my stepdad now for 2 years.
Oh.
But my biological dad, she was with him for 15. They broke up when I was like 13 or 14.
Okay.
And then she met my stepdad when I was, damn near graduating high school. I was like 17, 18.
Okay, so this shoe buying nigga, was it before you
bought one pair?
I'm saying, I'm just trying to get a timeline.
No,
because
I see you.
I'm trying to get a timeline. Was it before you were born or?
It was well after I was born, most likely.
Oh, okay.
Most likely.
So your mom was when you were in your biological dad,
mm-hmm.
your mom was in the dating scene, basically.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, okay.
Most likely, probably. I mean, she don't tell me her business like that. I
mean, okay. Your mom probably had the salt and pepper hairstyle at the club.
No, she didn't.
Doing the fucking wop.
No, my mom was fly. Okay, she'll
she
tell
probably
you.
Was. them '90s.
She still is fly. Don't get it twisted. Nigga, thank you, mom. I love you.
Shit, your mom's what? She was probably at Freaknik.
No, she wasn't. Don't try to play my mom. Don't try to play my mom, Tariq.
I'm not, because I know mom be looking.
Yeah, she so. Be looking. She be hearing you, and you know she gonna call.
Mom, I know you were at Freaknik back in the '90s, getting that shit all the way in. For them no. damn shoes. This, your mom was doing this.
Oh, no.
Your mom was doing the Tootsie Roll. She like, I need some shoes.
I knew he was
I don't need no Payless.
Oh.
Go to the mall and buy me some Manolo.
Actually, when this song was out, I was already born.
Oh, really?
She was still with my dad. I told you she broke up with my dad when I was like 13.
Okay.
She was with my dad since she was 18.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So they were together for 15 years.
Well, shit. I'm trying to see when the shoe buying nigga came in the mix.
When I had to be like 14 or so. 14, 15 or so.
Tell your mom I ain't mad at her. I pop my collar to her. Tell her, to the left.
You know what?
To the left.
Look. She calling.
Uh-oh. She calling all shit.
She calling. I told you. She going to get you, Tariq.
Mom, have mom call up the regular line. Have a 818-850-5404. Have mom call up.
She gonna call?
I'm gonna have her. I want to ask about the shoe buy nigga. All
right, you gonna block the line so she can call?
Yeah, what area code is she calling from?
301-523.
Have mom call up. I want to ask about the shoe buying dude. We want to hear what kind of game Sarah's mom has.
301-523, that's her number.
All right, mom, call up. We're waiting on you. I want to hear.
Send her a text.
I want to hear what kind of game mom has.
My mom got game now.
I want to hear. So she got buying shoes on the first date.
And she wasn't really feeling this dude like that, I don't think.
A lot of women, that's what they do. When they ain't feeling the nigga, they make them buy shit. I know.
I think because he had like a bunch of damn kids.
And I tell guys all the time, a lot of times, dude, y'all go out here and go on a date with women and they ain't feeling you. They're like, okay, I don't like this nigga, but I got some car notes I need knocked out.
Did I get 818? What is it?
850-5404. That is the number. We're going to have Sarah's mom call up and talk about the dude who bought her some shoes back in the. This is her right here.
Yes, sir.
What's up? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, hey, mommy.
Hi, baby.
Hey, mom. Now, what?
I told you she was going to call right up.
Now, mom, when did the shoe buying, a dude bought you some shoes on the first date?
Yes.
Now, what year was this? What time frame we looking at?
This was.
Mom, what the hell? You got a kennel over there?
Yeah, she got three dogs.
We got three trained noisemakers.
Yeah, I see.
Three mom, little ankle biters.
When did you get the shoes, mom? What year you think?
Oh, baby, you was in like maybe ninth grade.
Okay, so 13, 14, right?
Yeah.
That's so, when you were in ninth grade?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, or are you 14?
Yeah, you're 14 in ninth grade.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're 14. So it's like the early 2000s, all right?
Yeah.
So mom had the Drew Hill mixtape getting it in.
I can't believe.
So you had this dude buy you some shoes. Did you tell him you needed some shoes?
You know what? Don't try to play my mom.
I'm asking another question.
My mom is fly.
I know she's fly. I ain't saying she ain't.
No, I tell him that. No.
So what
we
made?
We went to dinner.
Okay.
We went to dinner. It was after work. I met him. Asked me for a drink. We were just supposed to actually meet for a drink. We ended up having dinner at Union Station in D.C. And after dinner, we were just kind of walking around. And I went into the shoe store, and I tried these shoes on. They was bad, too, honey.
They were.
And I tried them on, and he was like, I like the way those look on you. Go ahead and bring those up. And I was like, oh, thank you.
See, that's game. See?
Mom, you went and gamed some dude in the early damn 90s. Damn. And got you some shoes. What kind of shoes were they?
I still got the shoes.
Damn.
Cause she
look, here's the story. I never wore the damn shoes.
Really?
The shoes still I never worn, and they still in the damn box.
After all these years, what you going to do? Sell them
all
on eBay?
These years, I never wore those shoes. I kept saying, I'm going to buy something. It's going to be the right thing to go with these shoes. But then when I go out shopping, I never even think about the shoes. So then when I look at them, I say, I'm going to buy something, the perfect outfit to go with these shoes. Then when I go shopping again, I never even think about those shoes.
So, Mom, why did you and this guy break up or whatever? Why did y'all split?
He was just kind of a filler.
Oh.
You know, I really wasn't looking for that relationship from this dude. He wasn't. No.
I know he was mad he bought them shoes and you didn't give him no play. He probably called
See,
you.
See, that's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all always.
He was a nice guy. Fix up old cars and race them and then they sell them. I mean, he really can fix a car, build a car from nothing. And
so,
he was really a nice guy. He just wasn't for me.
See?
Mom macked on a dude for some shoes and a damn alternator for her car. Mom got the alternator fixed. She's like, I'm going to call this nigga if my car breaks down. Man.
Well, yeah. Whenever I get my car now.
Well, what?
I never had to worry about my car. He kept my car together.
Good Lord. Mom was macking this dude all the way down.
But see, I don't call it that because this dude
was
doing it.
I was honest with him. Okay.
You knew, Mom. You knew, dude.
Honest with him.
You knew, dude. Wanted to get it in with you.
I was being honest with him. Okay.
There you go. Hey, I'm not mad at that. Thank you for the call, Mom. Right, thank Mom. You. There you go. Mom was macking to this nigga with Ashanti playing in the background and shit. Like, hey, baby, I need a tune-up and. I got to get to work Monday, and my car's just been acting real funny. So can you come on over here and tune it up for me?
Mom I'm done with you.
I'm Mom macking dudes.
That's funny.
Lord, speaking of macking, what happened with you and a dude recently, Sarah? Yeah.
Oh, some of you guys follow me on my new YouTube channel where I did speak about this. So last week I told you guys I went on a date and how it went. Okay, but it was some things that I just didn't tell you guys that were kind of red flags about the date. Like his friend bought him a drink.
A dude
bought him a drink and didn't buy me one.
Damn.
And we were together, clearly. I'm thinking if a guy buys his friend that he sees in the club a drink, a bottle, I mean, why wouldn't you give one to his lady? Like, that's disrespectful as hell.
Damn.
Then we at the bar and he's like letting all these dudes bump into me, you know, squeeze me out my spot at the bar. And I'm kind of getting angry. And he's like, just calm down. He's not like positioning himself so that doesn't happen. Like, then on top of that, he asked me to go home with him that night. Right. So I'm moving this weekend and I ask him, I said, hey, you know, can you mind helping me? I need somebody to help me move boxes to my storage unit. He's like, are you serious?
Damn.
I'm thinking, why the hell wouldn't I be serious? So we get into this text argument and he's like, you know, I'm going to call you because text can get misconstrued, you know, people's feelings and all that. So he calls me and he's like, I just feel like we just met each other. We only been on one date. And I mean, how could you be that comfortable asking me to do something like that? I said, do something like what? Move a damn box? Like, for real? And he's like, well, I'm just saying, I feel like this is a trick question. You're trying to figure out what type of dude I am, like what response I'm going to give. I already know what response you're giving because you just did it.
Right.
You know,
right,
I don't
right.
need to. And he's just like, is this a real question? You know, I wouldn't even ask a girl that I've been on one date with to take me to the airport. And I just curse him out right there. I said,
damn.
You know what, dude?
Oh, no.
I will hope you don't ask a girl to take your ass to the airport because essentially that's you asking her for some damn money. Okay? So I will hope you don't do that. I'm asking for your damn strength to help a female carry a heavy-ass box to the car, to the storage. I'm not asking to stay with you or money. I'm just asking for literally a hand. Like, damn. And he was like, well, it seems like we're arguing and we only been on one date. I said, you know what? You're right. And I just hung up and blocked his number, child. He's done.
Damn.
He's done.
I'm trying to look at it from both angles.
Oh my God, Tariq, for real.
No, I'm trying to look. I'm trying to look at it from his perspective. I see your perspective.
I talked to my dad about it. My dad was like, "Look, this dude just—he's almost 40 years old. For Christ's sake, I mean, you should know." Yeah, he's like 37. So I'm just thinking, why is a 25-year-old explaining this to you?
Sound like he might have just wanted to smash.
That's what he wanted to do.
That ain't popping, so move your own goddamn box, basically.
Yeah.
Or, in just being the devil's advocate, maybe he's like, well, shit, I just met her.
Tariq, for real.
I'm being the devil's advocate.
Don't.
I'm being the devil's damn advocate. I'm like, I just met her. Do I need to be over there moving stuff?
Yo, I literally have like 10 boxes that are
Tariq,
when I moved from my other apartment, I literally asked some strange guys that lived down the hall from me if they could help me, and they said sure. They were strangers.
But sometimes you might go out with a chick, and you might go out with a few women, and you're like, I'm cool with her, but I'm not moving cool with her. You're like moving her shit cool. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, what if I broke my ankle, and you're the only dude out here that I know, which is true. So... I mean, what? I can't ask for help. I can't ask for you to help me.
I'm just trying to look at it from both perspectives. I'm just looking at it from both perspectives.
No, I get what he was trying to do. He was like, well, I don't want her using me before I can use her. That's all he's thinking about. And I'm, you know, I get it.
And he could have been like, well, let me get to know her because I don't want to go out here moving boxes and shit like that. And this shit don't work out. And I done broke my back lifting her bullshit ass sofa. Because look, women do some slick shit.
I'm being honest.
But we don't know that. Look, I talked about this on my old show before. Look, I had a female, and she was a friend of mine. Cool. We smashed every blue moon. It was that type of thing, but we were still on some friend shit. And she called me up one day. She was like, hey, Flex, I need you to come give me a jump on my car. This was like at 8 in the morning. And I was in Hollywood already, but she was in the valley, not too far. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll come up there. This is the homegirl. I'll give her a jump. And that's the homegirl. But I go give her a jump, and I'm like, when I'm driving, I'm like, when the fuck did she get a car? I'm like, this girl ain't, from what I've known, she never had a car. So I go up to her house, and I'm outside, and I tell her to come on down. I'm standing here with the jumper cable. She come outside with another dude.
See, hell no.
And it's the dude's car.
See, no.
So the dude spent the night at her house.
See, no.
And I'm like, how long was this nigga riding this woman's pussy for the battery in his car to die?
See, that's the thing. Tariq.
And I'm jumping. She didn't say nothing. Thank you. I'm like, did I just cut? I came all the way up here to help her jump another nigga's car off. Yep.
See, no, Tariq. See, that's different because, like I said before, we would be talking on the phone for hours and stuff.
So you were talking with this dude on the phone for hours?
For hours. Since our last day, he would call me and, you know, we would talk on the phone for hours.
What would y'all talk about for hours?
Just talk about life, work. That's it. I mean, we were really genuinely like trying to connect and know each other mentally.
Okay.
So this dude knew my situation already. He knew my living situation. And he was there when I had to move. So it's not like I'm springing this up on him like right now. And I gave him a week in advance notice. I'm like, I don't have to move till Monday.
Well,
and he knew my situation, Tariq.
Well,
that
might not be the Negro for you. Mm-hmm. He might not. That's just what it is. It just
he was mad because he ain't getting none on the first day.
Exactly.
Ladies, stay away from them dudes.
All right, y'all. We about to get up out of here, family.
Ooh.
Yo, check out royallymelanated.com. That's my man Ola and Bryson's page.
Royallymelanated.com.
They got a lot of wonderful children's books on that site, man. Very, very good site, royallymelanated.com. Also, guys, check out hiddencolorsfilm.com to check out Hidden Colors 1, 2, 3, and 4 if you don't have them. Chris, did you ever get a chance to watch Hidden Colors?
I'm watching it tonight.
Okay, I knew her ass wasn't watching it.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
Yeah.
I'm so busy.
Fuck that.
I had a party I had to plan. So.
Fuck that. No. I'm going to watch Game of Thrones.
Ew.
All right. What's your Instagram, Chris? It's people know.
Kristen, KRISTIN underscore montage.
Yes, and Sarah, what is your Instagram?
It's They Call Me Beauty.
And what's your Morris page?
Sarah Nicole.
Yes, indeed. And everybody, you need to be on Morus, M-O-O-R-U-S .com. I got some pictures from Haiti of the people in Haiti exclusively on Morus at my page.
Oh, I saw those.
Yeah, at Tariq Nasheed, ladies and gentlemen. All right, y'all, we're going to be up out of here. Go to YouTube to hear the playback of the show. Go to my Tariq Live page. Family, what y'all ladies got up for this week? What you got up, Chris? What you got
up? What I got going on.
I'm just going to... Actually, I want to direct something this week. So I might like get a camera and do like a little short film.
Oh, okay. What you going to...
What? What's it for?
What you going to shoot?
Like the topic. I don't know. Just I wrote something and I want to... It's like a relationship, kind of like a spoof. So I want to shoot that as
well. Okay. I want to see it.
You'll see it on YouTube.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Y'all follow me on Twitter at Tariq Nasheed, family. And y'all have a very good night, ladies and gentlemen. I will see you guys chop it up with y'all on Ustream this Sunday.